Today, we are kicking off our PDR podcast series with Brian Jump, the president of Superior Auto Institute. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tabby. How are you?
Great. What can you tell our listeners about the current state of reconditioning in the economy and the future?
Well, you know, reconditioning is an evergreen business. There's going to be no shortage of cars on the road, Tabby, especially with the used cars that are booming right now. Recon is at an all-time high. Plus, with the weather changes and hail damage and what have you, it's just a business that is just going off the charts. Every year, more and more growth, more and more needs for more people to get into the business worldwide.
Sounds good. I'm sure that will help with some questions that they have about the recon business.
Yeah, hopefully. Some people don't understand the business if they're not in it, and if they're not around people they know personally, and they may be skeptical about it, but all they need to do is walk outside and take a look at all the cars on the road and figure that those cars had to come from somewhere, and they need to be maintained. And when people are buying and selling, that's another reason for people to do reconditioning, whether it be PDR, paint, you know, interior, or any cosmetic improvements.
What can you tell our listeners about financing?
You know, that's a great question, Tawie. We obviously get a lot of phone calls, and cash is tight these days in this economy, and people need help. They need some money. I mean, it's not cheap to fly somebody to a training facility and put them up in a nice hotel and transportation and equipment, and obviously pay our qualified trainers who are actually technicians themselves and used to making a decent amount of money themselves. So it all costs money. That's the bottom line. But the good news is that they're going to get their dollars back and then some, and create a new career for themselves and their families. But to get financing in today's economy, in 2012 and going into 2013, it's dicey at best, Abby. With people trying to get loans and such, I mean, there are opportunities. We have had students get loans through their personal bank. If they have a current job and they can show pay stubs, that's one of the best options for them. We used to have opportunities with Sallie Mae, but as you know, Sallie Mae's pulled in their purse strings, and because of some other defaulted loans, they've really cut back on doing their student loans. So Sallie Mae is probably not going to be an option for most people. I mean, either a local bank getting them a loan, family is a great option, because obviously you may not have interest to pay back a family member, or at least hopefully not. And then unless they really want to grind you to get that interest off of you. The other option is obviously just getting a new credit card. I mean, getting, you know, $5,000 on a credit card balance isn't too hard to do. And if you pay it off and hit those payments and don't hopefully pay the minimum payment balance, you'll be fine. So those are kind of the more common ways that people are coming up with money, either through family or a new credit card.
Yeah, it's really a shame. Financing is very limited. What can you tell our listeners about our training and what a typical one and two week trainee will be doing?
Well, a 1 week training is accelerated for PDR. I mean, it's a lot to learn in 1 week. I mean, if you ask any tech about learning PDR in 1 week, they're going to think you're nuts. And we are partially insane in doing it, but it works. And that's the bottom line. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. People ask why we don't do videos, for example. And that's the whole reason we don't do videos, because they don't work. I mean, this is too difficult of a process to pick up over a video. And even in a week, it is a tall order. So basically what we do in 1 week, Tabby, is when we get people in here, hopefully they've had the pre-training kit and they've been practicing some of the fundamentals that I've laid out for them in detail. And when they come in, they kind of have an idea. They know the fundamentals and the basics. They sit down, we get them on a hood. We show them the basics of how to locate their tooltip and pressure. And then we have them doing soft dents for the first day or two. And a typical student that's coming through here who has their head on straight, an average Joe, he's taken out nickel to dime size dents in his first day or two. The second day, third day, they're doing intermediate dents. And then the last part of the week, they're doing actually sharp dents, Tabby. In and out of bracing, they're going to do some byline dents. Nothing big, nothing crazy, but by the end of the week, we have them on cars. They're doing all these types of dents. And they usually have the capability to go out and start doing work on small, minor dents. It doesn't mean they're going to be doing 12-inch creases. Doesn't mean they're going to be doing 4-inch deep creases through bylines. They know how to do it, but can they demonstrate the skills to get it to a passable condition? Not on the bad damage, only on the more light damage. But that's what we tell these people that come through for a 1 week, that they can learn PDR, because they can still go out usually and go start doing work, but they have to kind of pick and choose their damage. And usually like a used car dealer is the best way to go. A 2 week class is the same curriculum we do in a 1 week, but we get to slow it down. So So essentially what they're going to learn, Tavi, is they're going to learn how to do the exact same topics, but instead of working on doors, for example, because they're going to be working on cars when they're here. We don't just work on panels like other schools. They're going to be working on doors for 3 days in a two-week class, Tavi. So the top bracing, the side impact bracing, everything that has to do with the door and the complexities is covered in detail, and they get to repeat the actual task instead of just running through it pretty quick, usually in 1 day in a one-week class. So it's same curriculum, just a lot slower paced, Abby, and that way they understand and kind of absorb more of it. So when they get back home, there's not a lot of practice time. They can kind of hit the ground running and start making money, whereas a one-week class, I mean, unless they're practicing on some used cars, even getting some business, but nonetheless, they're going to have more skill set, and it's going to be easier for them overall. So that's why we try to get people to go for a two-week class if they have the time and resources to make it.
Nice. And lastly, can you tell us something about some of our recent students? How about Todd from Tennessee?
Yeah, love Todd. Great guy. Good kid. Came out of Tennessee. He had some family members that were doing spot repairs and bumper repairs for a small group of dealers there in Tennessee. And he ran across a couple of PDR techs and he thought, you know, here I am, a prepper. I'm prepping bumpers and getting dirty and breathing all these paint fumes. And I thought, you know, maybe I should get in PDR like these other guys because they're in and out of the dealers in a fraction of the time, making twice the money that I'm making. And he was right. He came out and luckily he was able to stay for 2 weeks. And Todd's no slouch. I mean, he really got after it and worked really hard with myself and Josh and the other students. And I wouldn't even say he was top of our class, but he was a pretty strong student. And as soon as he left here, he went back to Tennessee and switched over from doing paint, immediately started doing more PDR and reaping the benefits, hooked up with a couple guys out back there in the Midwest, and then started doing hail. And when I say started doing hail, that was within 30 days. And then he traveled all across the United States the next few months. And fast forward now, I think he's only been out of training for maybe 7 or 8 months. Currently, as today's date, he's in South Africa doing hail. After pursuing Canada as well. We had a bunch of hail up in Canada, so up in Calgary. So Todd's having a big year. He's over 100K this year, and that's not bad for not even pushing for 12 months. You know, not your average success story. I mean, I'd say he's blown through what a lot of guys will do, but we're really proud of Todd. And you know, although it's not, you know, completely out of the norm, you know, Todd, we've had a lot of guys that have done really, really well.
Wow, that's great. How about a few words about Evan from Canada?
Evan, yeah. Great kid. Young, if you remember, 19 years old, came out here, had heard about PDR, had just got out of high school, and had his little girlfriend on the phone constantly with her, and she was all scared because he was down in California away from her. But Evan, great kid. He struggled, though. He was one of four in our class those 2 weeks, and I remember tears were in his eyes when he would look around at the other students, and they were sitting there and getting dense out in a fraction of the time he was. And he was really, really worried that he wasn't going to have the goods for PDR. And we put our arms around him and took him under our fold, literally, and said, hey, look, you're going to be fine, Evan, and consoled him and gave him the confidence that he needed. And fast forward, right when he got out of the class, he went back home. And he was a little concerned that he wasn't going to have the knowledge to sell and market PDR. So he was hired on by a local PDR company. They tested his skills and thought that he was adequate enough to work for them. That was directly the same week when he returned home after the two-week class. And that was after struggling, Tavi. So he wasn't even one of the top three students that we had that week. So anyway, Evan was texting us and sending us photos, if you remember, for some of the cars he worked on the next 2 weeks for the company. And then, of course, Canada had all the hail damage. So within a month, he was working on hail damage cars for that company and sending us pictures of proof of his work before and after, and because he wanted to prove to us and show us that, hey, he did stick with it, he worked hard, and he did start to master PDR, just like everybody else does normally when they put their foot down and drive and they're dedicated to the process. And we're really proud of Evan because for 19 years old, he's a young kid, came in and had the character and the mindset to stick through something instead of just, you know, flipping a burger and moving on. And like I said, we're really proud of Evan. And today, I mean, I just spoke with Evan last week, and he's still working on hail. They still got a ton of work up there, and he's so thankful about getting into PDR and the money that's involved, and the sky's the limit for Evan.
Awesome. Hopefully this will shed some light on what we do and what Superior is all about. We'll have another podcast in a week, so make sure you check back then. Thanks for listening.